It's been a minute since we talked about auditions on this very program, so let's talk about auditions on this very program. Here we go.
Your Daily Lex.
I was just thinking about how ridiculous it is that I do this podcast. Every once in a while, work comes up in conversations with people who you don't know, and they want to know what you do. And then, do you have a podcast? I do have a podcast. I have several podcasts. I do a podcast about tech. I do a daily 5-minute podcast. You do a what? That's the one that really throws people. Why do you do a daily 5-minute podcast? I don't know. Because why not? That's why. Auditions. I have bombed on my last several auditions, as you know, in various ways. One time actually, not literally, but actually bombing, where I just did very poorly, forgot the lyrics, whatever, and then failed to get cast in show after show after show. I think I'm on a 3 or maybe 4 show streak. Let's not think about it too hard, of not getting cast. So I have a lot of friends who are auditioning for the show 1776, which is the same theater where I did Avenue Q and Misery and Elf. And I really like that theater. And I have no interest in the show 1776. Just don't care about it. But wasn't familiar with it in the first place. So had no nostalgia or other affection for it. But some of my good friends from the theater world were really pushing me to audition. One of them said, let's have a watch party. So he came over to my house. We watched the movie version. It had ads, which was annoying. And I was like, all right, there's some funny stuff. Like, I don't care about the lead role, John Adams, but there's this character of... Richard Henry Lee. He's pretty funny. Ben Franklin, that's pretty funny, but I don't think I can play Ben Franklin. I just don't think I have the look of Ben Franklin, but I'll audition. But I'm going to say I want to be like one of the small roles. They call it a princess track. If you're Richard Henry Lee, you have one big song, and it's especially up my alley because he's basically making a series of puns surrounding his name. He can use Lee as a suffix to many adverbs. That's the song, basically. So, and he's got this one big number. He's in one or other scene, and then he's like out. He's done. You can do nothing in Act 2. And I think that sounds great for a show I don't care about. It means I don't have to go to as many rehearsals, so I don't have to learn as much, and can have my big thing and then just hang out. Very up my alley, frankly. Doesn't have to be the biggest part for me. Just has to be the fun part. So I went out and auditioned for that. Callbacks were last night. Lauren was also called back for one of the two women roles in the show. Literally, there are two. And... she was called for 7:30 and I was called for 8, and she wanted to get there a little bit early. And so of course we went together, which meant we got there around 7:15. I did not do anything until after 10:20. That's a long time to be waiting. But then I did my thing and I sang the song. I did the scene and I was very happy with what I did. I was very different from the other two people I was auditioning alongside for the role of Richard Henry Lee. According to the script, you know, he's foppish and loose-limbed and just weird. And I enjoyed playing those things and had a good time doing it. Then I thought I'd be done. And they're like, hey, we'd also like you to read for Thomas Jefferson. I was going to say Edison. He's not in the movie, in the show. He's not in either. But we'd also like you to read for Thomas Jefferson. And I'm like, oh, you didn't tell me that before. I didn't say this, but like, I haven't looked at the script. I don't have the sides of dialogue that you want to be using, but sure. So I give it a once over and then I'm doing the scene as Jefferson. And I figure, okay, that'll be it. And they're like, hey, we'd like you to read another scene as Jefferson with some other people. So then I read some more Jefferson. And they're like, okay, now you can go, Lex. Thank you so much. Sorry we kept you waiting. I leave the room. I go to Lauren. I'm like, we can go. And then they, actually, Lex, can you come back in again? Should have left faster. And they wanted me to read Jefferson some more with 5 other actors doing other parts. I don't know if I was just a seat filler at that point. Like, they wanted to read these other roles, so they needed somebody to be doing Jefferson or what. The Jefferson role is a much larger one. I think it's less funny, if I'm being honest. Like, I don't think he's as funny of a role. It's a bigger part, but like, that's not what I was after necessarily, because I'm happy with the small one. All of this is in the context of I'm auditioning for another theater's production of the show Fiddler on the Roof. You may remember my history with Fiddler on the Roof. Oh boy, I was at the callbacks till the bitter end against a guy who was also the creative director of the theater and didn't get cast as Hevia and then wasn't cast as anything because they wanted Laser Wolf, the other main dude, who's not a son, to be older than Tevye, and I wasn't older than this guy. The director felt that I didn't look old enough to have the kids the age that Tevye has in the show, which, of course, I literally do have kids those ages. Fun fact, the guy who I lost the role of Tevye to is directing 1776. Anyway, but another theater is doing Fiddler, and that audition is this Saturday. My beard is longer than I would like it to be because I'm going to go do that audition on Saturday. If I were to get Tevye, and maybe if I were to get Laser Wolf, I would do that either instead of, or potentially in addition to 1776. I could do it in addition to 1776 if I got cast in the role of Lee, because I don't think I'll have to go to very many rehearsals to be Lee. I'll have to go to some, but I'll have plenty of free time to do the other show. if I were cast as Jefferson, I couldn't do both the role of Jefferson in 1776 and a big role in Fiddler on the Roof. Wouldn't work. So I assume I'll actually end up hearing from both shows around the same time. So I could also get cast in neither show, or get cast only in 1776, or even only in Fiddler. Who the hell knows? I actually don't feel great about my chances in Fiddler, because it's a theater where I've never been cast, and it's a choreographer who asked me to audition, but who every time she's choreographed a show, and I've auditioned, I haven't gotten cast. I'm not saying those things are related, but I believe in theatrical superstition. Hamlet, Macbeth, which one are you supposed to say? Whichever one, Shakespeare. I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday, and we'll talk soon.
Lex.